Our next item is subdivision 2010-3, Diamond State Community Land Trust.
Mr. Chairman, before we move forward on this one, it seems to be a theme this afternoon, but I'm not going to participate in this.
Summertime, it seems like, you know.
That's right.
Summertime this afternoon. And you too, Mr. Ross?
No,
one of you, right?
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2010-3, I will abstain from voting as I was not at the public hearing.
Okay. All right.
Three of us show up. Every now and then.
Summertime. As long as we have three, we're good, right?
That's because the light's low.
Board would be good. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the other commissioners for their opinion on the application.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ross, for the opportunity to give an opinion. I coincidentally was reading the Daily Times this morning. The front page feature article on the Daily Times says, everyone deserves a decent place to live or a decent house. I view that headline as a point of view, and I think the commission has been reminded by the applicant, Mr. Fuqua, by the attorney for the applicant, that we're not to judge the subdivision applications on viewpoints, that we are to follow the ordinances. And I feel as though the applicant and their attorney have favorably addressed the subdivision ordinance. I think the items of 99-9C were addressed in tab 7 of the exhibit book, and I find and am satisfied that the project is of a superior design because it proposes over 22 acres of open space, preserves over 14 acres of forested land, and offers a tot lot community center, 1 acre community garden, gazebos, tennis and basketball court, and pavilion with a barbecue area. I think that despite the protestations of those that were opposed to it, that said that they were not making their case upon a not in my backyard, I feel as though it was a not in my backyard type opposition. We did have a gentleman that offered the commission a PowerPoint presentation, and I think that he did a wonderful job. Speaking of viewpoints, I will say the way that presentation was ended with a slide of creating a correlation between the New Horizon development and the burning and destruction of the Deepwater Horizon rig, the best comment that I can make about that is I found that to be very insensitive to the deaths of the 11 oil rig workers. And I'm one of four that's participating. And thank you for the opportunity.
All right, sir. Anyone else?
I would like to just weigh in on this. Although I recognize that this is not in the lower income housing program, that this is a separate deal, although they are going to supply a lower income housing to everyone is a good idea. I think with the state's program all the safeguards that they put in on that program, one of them that just sticks out to me is that it should be in level 1 or 2. And there's reasons for that: transportation, safety, fire. And I just think that has to, I know it's not in my backyard, but there's a reason for those conditions in that program, and I think they need to be kind of compared to what this subdivision has to offer. I think you have to look at that program. That's all I have to say.
Mr. Johnson, do you care to weigh in?
I'm abstaining, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
I was
that's
not
right. You're abstaining. Okay, you're abstaining. Well, Mr. Ross, I think it's a great idea. I think it's the wrong place.
I agree. I mean, one of the reasons for moderately priced housing program in the county is to try to encourage higher densities. They offer bonuses for that and expedited review. And to put something at such low density so far away from services just doesn't seem to mesh in with our transportation element. With that, I'm going to make an offer motion for deny and see if it floats or not. Mr. Chairman, I move to deny subdivision 2010-3 based on the record and for the following reasons. The applicant has offered the project as moderately priced housing, although not specifically within the county's moderately priced housing ordinance. Had been part of that ordinance, it would most certainly have failed, since the county council's intent was to establish such subdivisions in areas in which spending on infrastructure is likely. The property is located in an investment poor area, which is unlikely to benefit from future mass transit opportunities that are needed to complement moderately priced housing. Such expenditures are generally limited to areas 1 and 2. The application is inconsistent with the transportation element of the county's comprehensive development plan. For the application, it is also offered as a cluster development under section 115-25F3D of the Sussex County Code. Such a subdivision must lie within the town center, a developing area, or an environmentally sensitive developing area. The cost of the project, estimated at $10 million, also suggests that this is really not an example of moderately priced housing at all. And six, the landowner had previously sold larger roadfront lots upon which houses in the 3,000 to 5,000 square foot range have been built. These homes, as well as a number of others in the area, create an inconsistency which leads to a conclusion that the subdivision will have an adverse effect on property values under section 99(9)(c)(12) of the code.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2010-3 Diamond State Community Land Trust for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Mr. Lank, if you would, let the record show that the motion carries 3-1 with Mr. Smith voting no and Mr. Johnson not voting.